Thank you, Chair. Just to say that we would agree with the US's previous comment on in terms of ensuring consistency, and also the legal advisor's comment about the inclusion of a savings clause. We would support that. In broad terms, with this, with 11.1a, we would propose combining this article, this subparagraph, with Article 11.2, because the two paragraphs cover similar ground, and we consider it would be sensible to try to capture everything they are trying to achieve in one paragraph to avoid repetition. In terms of detail, we would propose including export and import in the list of activities being regulated, given the intention that states are required to control the export and import of strategic items. We would also propose removing licensing from the same list, given that PMSEs are not the licensing authorities, and include disposal and before management of weapons to ensure this provision captures the sale, gifting, and destruction of weapons. And we would also suggest adding conventional arms after management of, because references are made throughout this article to weapons, firearms, arms, and military or related equipment. And we would advocate using consistent and clear terminology to define what is being regulated. So our preference would be to use conventional arms, open brackets, including their ammunition, parts, and components, close brackets, in line with other international treaties. And finally, we would propose including the term subcontractors after personnel, given that is what we do elsewhere in the text. So to summarize, and we will, of course, send this in writing, we would suggest editing the paragraph as follows. Regulate and control the acquisition, brokering, export, import, transfer, transportation, transshipment, storage, disposal, and management of conventional arms, open brackets, including their ammunition, parts, and components, close brackets, by private military and security companies, their personnel, and subcontractors in accordance with legal obligations and established international standards relating to weapons. Thank you.